Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 63, Afterlife in the Cabaret.
Woo!
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
Pink Taco.
Blue Onyx.
D-Rock.
Anvil.
And we are also doing the live web streaming again, because it went so well last time.
Hi-oh.
Woo, porno.
Yes, porno indeed.
I'm gonna get gangbanged.
No, you're not. Okay. Anvil, no. Bad Anvil. Bad Anvil.
Down, Boba. Down.
2 months. No, 1 month.
Month and a half.
Month and a half. He's
six
counting.
Weeks?
Yeah.
Basically.
Stop with the ground. Stop punching yourself in the
nuts. Nope, stop it. Calm down, you. No knocking the dick in the dirt.
It's like a real fucked up take on what an ostrich does.
Yes.
What?
But I'm scared. I don't bury my head in the dirt.
I just pound my dick into the dirt.
Yep. Just about. Yeah. Yeah. You could say that.
Yeah. I guess.
That's what I do.
But you don't have a dick.
I know.
How do you know?
You've never seen my privates.
Only in his dreams.
Oh.
Shut up!
And in his bottle of lotion.
Oh my god.
Stop that. That's silly.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Lynn, I think.
Oh, okay.
But in the next part, not in the ghetto.
City of sin.
Where heaven ends and hell begins.
Woo!
Don't go out the way you came in.
Never.
So it's like Preparation H.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Alright.
I was just saying, well, like Monistat. You put that in there, boom.
Ew.
Okay. Alright, why don't we get on with the fucking show?
Alright. Well, we had a pretty interesting Tuesday evening, wouldn't you say, Bluonic?
Yes, we did. Maybe a little bit too interesting.
My Tuesday evening was pretty regular.
Yeah, mine was too. Let's hear about yours.
Taco, anything I would say about Tuesday?
Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
What was Tuesday?
What did I do on Tuesday? Oh, I worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you were supposed to join us for this.
Yeah, I know.
But the fucking bosses.
Yeah.
We're doing something we haven't ever done in the Boss Bash Brigade. We are reviewing theater.
Yes.
Whoa,
that's what I was saying.
That's a lie.
Yes.
You reviewed my bad acting before.
All right. So we saw the American Repertoire Theater production of Cabaret.
See, right there. Right fucking there.
Yep.
Okay?
No, we can't see
she
it.
She even signed it. She signed it right there.
I signed it.
Me too.
I signed it.
I signed it with my penis.
That is impossible.
No, I did.
I've seen artists do it before. It's,
you have?
It's dip it just, in ink and just go.
Alright, enough as is. Come on.
So we saw this, Amanda Palmer doing the role that Joel Grey and Alan Cumming have done beforehand as the MC. She was like the host of the whole cabaret.
Cumming.
Alan Cumming.
Yes.
Alan Cumming is the man. God, but this is your first time going to the theater, Blue Onyx. What were your thoughts and feelings?
Well, I think I probably have gone to a theater setup, but I don't know if it's been kind of like how they set this up. It felt like I was actually back in, I don't know, France, more or less, as I could see it, because when I played the game Saboteur, they had, like, the little tables with the shitty chairs, and they were going to have like the women dancing up on the stage kind of thing. And it was really fucking cool how they did it. Mm-hmm. And that was the other funny thing was the actors were actually messing around with you before the show started.
Yes.
And then when it finally cracked open, they started going into their roles, and it was fucking mind blowing. Actually,
the drinking game.
Yeah, the drinking.
Never.
You know what? Fuck that. Because I as soon as it dropped over me, I was like, "Fuck it, get away from me! I don't want to say shit."
But I grabbed it, and for my never have I ever, I said, never have I ever gone commando on the coldest winter day. And yeah. The guy who was holding the mic actually took a shot.
Yeah.
I have.
You would, whore. Shut up. Just stay back there. Just stay
I'm
back
commando
there.
Right
just
now.
Shut up.
Oh. Taco, I think you should scoot up a little bit.
Why? Because of his boner?
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
Something. Of something.
Okay.
Yeah, just forget it.
Feel
the love. But yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing to actually be that close to Amanda Palmer and
yes.
along with that the other actors, because you know, you're usually, if you ever go to a concert or some kind of thing, it's like you're either 50 people away or you're just fucking, you're close but you can't touch them. These were people, they could brush by you in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Hell, when we were sitting there and one part was cutting into the next part, right next to you, the one named Helga popped up right next to you when
yes.
they were doing this, you know, the whole slow motion thing. It was fucking crazy.
When they were walking towards
Helga.
Yeah.
The one that was walking towards the when they were walking towards the light.
Yes,
right?
When they were talking. Well, there was the one walking towards the light, and then there was the one where there was another slip thing and popped up right next to you. I don't know. They did a really good job with the whole setup.
It made it feel like you were part of the show itself. You were just an audience member.
Yeah, you weren't just an audience member. You were actually in the show.
Yes.
I mean, they did take a couple of people from the actual audience and brought them up. You know,
yeah.
do a little fake, little magic trick.
Right.
But
that's a cool magic trick, too, with a pineapple.
Yeah, but you could tell that she was holding it behind her back. Just
yeah, but where did the pineapple go?
What do you mean?
In
behind
vagina.
Your fucking back!
In her vagina.
Yes.
She pulled, you know, a little Nikki and shoved it up her anus.
Yeah.
I want to say something about Thomas Dara, who played Fraulein Schneider.
Now, that was actually an impressive role. I almost, for the first 5 to 10 minutes, I couldn't acknowledge if that was really a woman or a guy.
I could tell right
when
Well,
it not right
started.
Off the bat for me, man. I couldn't tell, and then I finally acknowledged that there was the little bit of scruff still going on. But it seemed to be very impressive that this guy was able to play the role of, like, the mother that took care of the place, that would rent to people.
Yes.
And, you know, it was really impressive.
Because when I first started watching him on stage, first thing I thought of was Nathan Lane in the Birdcage.
Yes, very true.
But then as the play progressed, you slowly forget that that's a person of drag. You actually start believing, this is a woman from the 1930s that's trying to do everything she can to take care of this place so the Nazis don't take over it,
yeah.
or the communists take over it.
Well, that was the whole setup was this around the time where the Nazis were coming into play. So, yeah, it could definitely, you know, really gone the wrong way if she did something wrong, especially because with that, her storyline was she had an interest with this, what's his name there? I can't remember right off the bat, but trying to give her fruit every time he saw her, like, and I mean like exotic fruit from like apples, oranges.
Aaron Schultz.
Yeah, Aaron Schultz, there you go.
Aaron Schultz,
there you go. Because of the fact that he really liked her, but then, you know, they had a party, and one of the other people that was giving the jobs to one of the other main characters was a Nazi.
Yeah.
And found out that he was, you know, Jewish, so they're like, I would
but
not accept the fact that you should marry her or anything like
right.
that.
Right, he was like, oh, you shouldn't marry him. He's not German, but he was born here. He is not a real German.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, they have... Yeah, well, no, he said that he was German.
Yes.
Anyways, stop fucking around.
Du bist ein Schwanzlutzer.
Yes. Nice. But yeah, after the show is over, it was just absolutely amazing. And I mean, the other thing was we saw, what was it, the director slash,
yes,
you know,
the director
or the director just straight
director out. Stephen Bogart.
Yeah, you know, he was just hanging around, and you know, we were able to say great job on this, and you know, walk out, and then we waited about 10-15 minutes till Amanda herself came out and did some signings, and we talked with her.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's awesome.
So, would you go to another play or theatrical production by the American Repertory Theater?
Yes, I would, definitely, because they have done a great job with the setup.
Why didn't they say hi?
I don't know. You probably did it wrong. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's because it wasn't scrolled down.
Okay.
So, with that said, you know, didn't we talk about actually Serge maybe doing a show there?
Serge Tankian is doing one, Prometheus Bound, in February. He's writing the music of it, and I believe it's based off of a Greek tragedy.
A Greek tragedy, all right. Yes. So, yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. I'd love to go and see that, actually.
Me too.
What are you doing?
I'm playing with it.
No,
tragedy, System of a Down style.
Yes. Yes.
No, the band broke up.
No. Well, no, what I like about
it. Everybody,
yeah. Well, what System of a Down is really great at is the way that their music is performed. It sounds like you can actually picture it being played at like a Broadway show. The way Serge Tankian sings, the way he hits the high notes.
Enunciate everything. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And live, they were amazing. I got to see them in Ozfest 06. They were
That was right before their hiatus.
Oh, I know. I was like one of the last people to see him.
Yeah.
Well, then you should open your eyes sooner so you could have seen him first.
Oh, man. Toxicity that night was just mm-hmm. the best song they could have done.
I feel like if they did the script right, they could do Mesmerize and Hypnotize as a musical. I feel like it does tell a story.
I think you'd get like the same following as like the Repo musical got. That's hard. Yes. So I could see a lot of people going for a System of a Down musical. Opera,
definitely.
Even.
Yeah.
They could pull it off
opera,
as a rock
yes.
opera.
I could too.
God.
Especially with Soldier Side, I can just picture like seeing like this one spotlight coming down on one person and then going right into BYOB and seeing like this whole party happening.
It would be
slowly transforming into like a battle in Iraq.
It would be our Armenian metal Tommy, you know?
All right. So back to the actual cabaret. What did you feel about the rating on it? Because
5 stars.
Yeah.
People probably have already read the review I wrote on the B3
Yeah, we
side.
Do have the actual review up on the website, so if you want to, go and check it out at bossbassbrigade.com and see the whole thing about that.
I'm
got some actual contacts and everything like that as well.
We Stephen Bogart said thank you for the review, the director, and even
and
Amanda Palmer.
Had, Amanda Palmer actually say thank you.
Who is this? When I see you, you're getting a bigger...
Someone knows your name.
Uh-oh.
Someone
knows you. Knows your name. Oh,
Kayla.
It's Kayla.
Kayla who?
You've got a stalker, so just calm down. So anyways.
You've got a stalker. It's so cute.
Yeah.
I don't have a stalker.
But yeah, I would definitely suggest people to go to the art there in Boston and just go and... such a great setup.
Now, tickets are sold out, but they do release tickets on the day of performances. And I would definitely check out their Twitter page to make sure that they are getting released. And once you see that, you just run to the box office as fast as you can to pick them up.
Yeah, but what if you can't run?
Wheel yourself.
I love you, Kayla!
Kim Taco just maxed out the mic volume.
People listening to it say, oh my god, my hearing aids!
But that's okay, because we're getting feedback.
Yes.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the recent Stampede show that we went to.
I wanted to go to that so bad.
Yeah. But it was actually pretty good, you know, setup. I mean, I know that the Anvil was sitting outside thinking he was fucking cool.
Why?
I was signing autographs.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. Somebody recognized me from one of my fights, and I started signing autographs and taking pictures.
That must be so cool.
Well, girls were, like, all hanging on him and all that other bullshit.
I know
how
that
like,
is.
Stop being such a whore.
And the Stampede is going to do my new entrance music.
Yeah, that's going to be an awesome setup there.
It's yeah.
They're writing me a song.
What else was there? So there was 4 bands all together. I can only remember
3 of them.
3 out of the 4.
Mm-hmm.
But the first band was actually the Hookups. We talked to them, and we actually 2 out of the 3 of us liked the music. Of course,
yes,
douchebag. No, douchebag.
Well, 3 out of 4 if you count Pandalicious.
No, yes, exactly. Yeah.
I spoke to the female vocalist in that, and I punched out her brother in a picture.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there's always that. But yeah, we were able to like, you know, talk with them, and hopefully we might be able to do kind of like that side recording thing that we wanted to do at one point. You know,
us doing acoustic.
Acoustic music or anything of the sort, so we can.
Well,
get
that's what this here, the Yeti mic, is good for.
I thought it was a giant metal dildo.
Stop it with the fucking metal dildo.
That's what I use it for.
See.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I definitely give them thumbs up. For doing their music. Yeah. The only problem is I had I didn't like the sound guy. I know he was the one who set up the whole fucking thing, but he did really kind of a piss poor job.
Yeah,
I mean, especially with the mics, making the nice twin sound to it, and then he did well. The place was really fucking small. The stage was probably not even the size of like a miniature dance floor.
Yeah.
So you had like the drums in like the corner. The guy's like sitting there like going like this half the time.
Oh, come on.
And then
memories of Bam Bam.
Yeah.
And then and then you had the speakers, and then you could stuff the bassist, and then like maybe one of the guitarists over there. And then
it was
you
like
had another
playing
two
Tetris.
Guitarists. Yeah, it was basically people. Tetris.
Truth be told, if I was walking onto the stage and tripped and fell, my head would hit the wall on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. It's really that bad.
Mm-hmm. But then we had Sweet Irony, which was one of the bands that the drummer from the Stampede used to be part of. He used to be the bassist in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He goes from bassist to drummer? What?
Yeah.
Well, no, but that was... Yeah,
rhythm. All he needs is the rhythm.
Yeah, exactly. But it was... They did actually pretty good, but I think if Chris was still in there, it probably would have been a lot better. But the in-between band there, the second band, they were all right, but it sounded like they wanted to be, like, Sublime and a couple other things.
Yeah.
With Dave Matthews' band mixed in?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, the saxophonist wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, you call him a saxophonist.
Saxophonist.
He's a saxophone. I was making fun of him. Don't correct my dad.
D-Rock, you're closer to him. You can whack him over the head with a baseball cap of yours.
I like the saxophone.
Yeah. And then, of course, that was the other shit deal is that when Stampede got on, they got screwed on the timing.
Yeah. And it was like the fucked up concert.
I don't understand the whole fact
that
that they weren't able to play, or they didn't start right off the bat. As soon as the other band was able to get off stage, they were on there, and they started at 12:30. And, well, actually 12:35. That only gives you, like, 15 minutes. All the other bands had, like, about 45 minutes to play.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous.
They lost 5 minutes due to the problems with
the
sound.
Power with the sound. They were trying to play one or two last songs, and they were getting screwed, and they got kicked off stage just because of the fact that the guy was like, no, we're going to close because, the 1 o'clock period, all this other bullshit.
I know, it sucks. It sucked that that had to happen.
You're evil. Okay. Anyways.
Pink Taco is sexually harassing.
Yeah, I know. Right now. We gotta get her on the other side. Next time, she sits over there.
No, okay. I'll find a way.
She's sexually harassing everybody right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we put her in the middle of us. So
she
we
tried
can, in
it
turn,
didn't
just
work.
Surround her.
Take over, Vic. All right.
Does that make you all feel better about her sexually harassing you?
So yeah, with
some guy writes
with the whole Stampede concert thing, it was all right considering. Got a couple of drinks, it was
great.
It was fun.
They have great French fries at Rob Jack's.
Yeah, and I believe Panda actually got to try their the burgers out and said it was actually pretty good too.
Cool.
They got free drinks.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he's
yes,
a
whore. Yes, they do.
Yeah,
yes, Panda, as you can see on the chat thing, he agrees. It says that yes, it's really really good.
No,
thank you,
one
Panda.
Of the dudes that noticed me bought me two drinks.
Fucking whore.
It was a dude. We're talking fighting.
You're still a fucking whore.
Oh.
I'm retiring.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
So, in other words, you ran into this guy at the bar. He liked how well your form was and decided that he had to buy you a drink.
No, he actually saw me do one of my fights up in Maine, and he's, just joined the Tapo gym here in Boston and just wanted to talk about fighting.
Sure, that's what it's called.
Oh, not your muscles.
I'll show you what you're called.
Alright, don't kill him.
He's dead anyway. Wait, I'm gonna watch out. He probably likes that.
Now, what's up on the next part of the list?
Oh, we've got Resident Evil Afterlife 3D.
Oh, I've been playing Resident Evil.
All
PlayStation 2.
Because that's the only thing is that I really didn't get to play the games, and seeing that they were kind of, like, across systems, like, from, what,
PlayStation to Nintendo 64 to Dreamcast to GameCube to 360 to Wii.
I never had that many like systems all together actually play, you know, that. Panda says the movie is fuck the game universe with no lube. Really? Ooh, that's actually shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of true.
Anal bleeding.
In some places.
Yeah, in some places I guess it's true, but with not knowing all the actual game stories, I wish they would just go and just release it out on like 360 and PS3 so people could play all the original games to understand what the fuck is going on.
I think they're available as downloads.
I couldn't find
any. Yes, well, on the PlayStation Network they are.
Oh, PlayStation Network! You and your PlayStation! Fuck you, buddy! You know what? Fuck you!
I mean, you do gotta admit, though, there's been a recent trend, like, usually it's games are based on movies, but now we've been seeing movies based on games.
Yeah, I know. I'll get a PS3 when I get the money.
But you know what I want to see?
I sell my ass on the street.
I've been hearing about a Metroid movie for so long.
Me too.
Is it in development? Is what's happening?
It's in development hell. That's where it's at.
Now, that was the other thing, is when we got the commercial for, like, that new Halo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They actually had, a live-action part of that, and then they did, like, the old, the later game, which was Halo Outs, and that was actually pretty cool, because when they did the commercial, it put you through the actual...
Training
kind of camp, and then put you into the field. And I was kind of blown away by the actual live-action and the actual digital stuff. I was like, turn that fucking thing into a movie while you're at it. I mean, Gears of War would be a great, you know...
Peter Jackson stuff. Was supposed to do Halo... But the studios went, this is too expensive to make.
Everything Peter Jackson touches is too expensive to make.
But they make profit afterwards. Oh, with the exception of The Lovely Bones. We don't like talking about that one.
Hey, that was a good movie.
I didn't get to see it.
I was drunk as hell, but I think it was good.
I really wanted to see it, though, because I love the book.
Oh, I took your mom to come see it. You should have came. Oh,
shit. Wow.
That's your loss.
Yeah. Well, I heard the movie raped the book. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
Book filed for protective custody.
Excuse me. Yes. I saw the movie.
All right. Back to the movie here. Granted, now, what did you feel about the whole 3D setups?
I thought it was too gimmicky in some places.
Did they utilize the 3D?
They did, but it was more like, woo!
When she throws, like, the throwing stars, like, they kind of slowed motion them and made it look like they were coming towards you, but it was not really. I mean, I think we were sitting too far away, actually.
Maybe, but I felt it was too gimmicky. It wasn't, like, really cool. I like the more 3D where it's more, what's the best way to say it? It's subtle. It's not in your face, but you know and feel like you're there. Like the app, like an Avatar. When you watched Avatar in 3D, it felt like you were on this planet. And it wasn't in your face. The little thrill people weren't going. They were just going.
Motorboat.
Dude, that's a motorboat. Not the.
Well,
no. Stop that.
Bromsky.
All right. So now, what it was is with the actual storyline, it kind of brings you back from the fact of how they left the second one. So how it got put off, like, the ending of the third one, actually, my bad. The third one dealt with them ending with her getting all the clones and saying that they're coming to Japan and fucking their shit up. And
hey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You gotta fuck shit up in Japan. Even though, like, when they started the movie, that's basically where it started. And then it was, like, 4 years ago. And then, you know, they bring it into, like, the present type. And all of a sudden, they start getting attacked. The guys that were snipers, I feel bad for the Japanese sniper guys because they had the 50 cals.
Yes.
And one of them was just like, yep, got another one. Yep, got another one. And then all of a sudden,
3-1.
Knock! So, yeah, they definitely did a good job with that. Some things were a little bit off, I guess.
Like, Sean Roberts is acting as Albert Wesker. I mean... That was Pinocchio Wooden.
Yeah, who was he again, actually?
Wesker. He was the one who was like a really bad Agent Smith.
Parody. Well, okay, so he's the main bad guy in this one. I mean, he had some crazy powers, but it wasn't like how the second or the third one were with how you had, what was it, the Nemesis?
Right.
Yes. So dealing with that,
the shit on the side and it's back. And it's
so, I'll kill you.
Fuck me and sideways and call me Sally.
But Westbrook, every time he came on the screen, every time he opened up his mouth, I just felt like, oh God, poor shut Steve. Up. Who I am Albert Wesker, dude. Yeah, yar. I own Umbrella Corporation.
Ooh. Yeah, but he also kind of looked like Val Kilmer too.
Yeah, so, the MacGruber version.
Yeah, the MacGruber version.
Tim, y'all taking my lines?
Well, you're not fast enough. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm the one that said them already. You're just blowing everybody.
We got Raikou on here saying bad movies just all together, I guess. So I guess she doesn't like the series as much.
Well, because it is nothing like the video games.
Yeah, but how can you take a video game and actually turn it into a movie without really fucking up the story? Because
Prince of Persia did it all right.
They did an okay job with that, but I'm just saying,
we're about
like
to get a bad comment from that.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying with the whole setup where you take, you know, people and you're playing the game, you're going to be having to kill zombie after zombie that they throw at you. Mm-hmm. But you know, this one was trying to get it set up where they're okay because they're in a prison for most of the time. And then, like, they break in because they're borrowing underneath the prison, getting in, and doing all this other crazy shit. The RE movie canon makes more sense than the video games can. Okay.
All right. Well, it looks like we have an argument online.
Yeah. That was from Dead Pixel Live, so.
The story in the game is ridiculous. Yes. I love that word.
Dead Pixel for saying ridiculous.
Ridonkulous.
I'm actually, like, really upset by the acting of Kim Coates.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
well, that's because you're all about him because of the fact that he's on the Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
But I've seen him do other movies, and he's always Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. Bad Boy. And
what's
then
his name?
Kim Coates?
Yeah, I know. When we saw him, we were like, Kim Coates? No, never mind. So, yeah.
It's an Irish name.
I know.
So, yeah, I mean, but he was supposed to be playing a douchebag in the first place because he was a producer, supposedly.
He kind of was like too much like Ari Gold and Entourage.
Well, yeah, that's true.
With a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that
because he had his little gay friend who was like his helper, like
that's
Ari.
The intern.
Yeah, the intern, just like Ari does, Lloyd.
Yeah, but now what about the basketball player there?
Basketball player, he was
Boris Kodjo.
Yeah, but I mean that was pretty impressive. Like, well, when they had to land the plane down on top of the prison, and they were trying to make sure it didn't fall over, it got to the point where it's tipping over, and he goes and does the Michael Jordan jump over onto the actual tail to drag it back down.
Yeah,
that was actually pretty impressive.
One thing was like, oh, that's bullshit, and then you know you find out that he's like a former NBA star. I'm like, oh, okay, there.
I mean, Alice was sitting there going, "Why do you look familiar? Oh, do you watch basketball?"
No.
No. Okay, well, it must be my watches then. And he goes and points over at, and there's him on the sign selling like a watch or something like that. It's pretty funny.
Or like Timex or something.
They're like, yep, he's our all-star, you know.
And then down below, you see just all these zombies or Justin Bieber fans. Same thing.
I saw some dressed like Miley Cyrus.
But, I mean, that was the whole thing. It was almost like that's the setup how it happens is once the zombies know that people are in certain buildings, they're just going to crowd around until they can figure out a way in. So, but, I mean, it was only an amount of time where they were going to be able to stay there. Until that. But, yeah.
Because you knew that they were going to break through.
Yeah. But now, if you remember in the third movie, there was this whole thing about going to Alaska, trying to, you know, everybody says no infection and all this other bullshit. Mm-hmm. They get up there finally, and it was actually supposed to be an oil tanker boat. And I don't know if we want to really ruin the story, but it just seems that there was a shitload of planes there, and nobody knew what was going on, and kind of went up, and she
See, this is what happened when Sarah Palin was in charge over
there. Yeah, exactly. It was all Sarah Palin's fault there.
Fuck Sarah Palin.
Yeah, fuck her.
Ew.
I'm kidding.
By the way, can I just throw in a theory that if we can get a new, instantly renewable energy source? Zombies.
Yes, zombies.
They just keep coming back, man. If you can harness zombie power, just imagine that, farming zombies.
Actually, truthfully, to get electricity, just throw them on hamster wheels.
Yeah, put a brain on a string in front of them.
Brains!
Well, there's this movie called Fido with Billy Connolly, and it's about when they use zombies as, like, pets or butlers.
Well, I mean, there was the other thing, like, Shaun of the Dead, they had the ending where they were using them on game shows, like, to go after meat, and,
They're using his shopping cart attendants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They were having them set up so they would do all the shitty little jobs that people were doing in the first
place. It's like, welcome to Walmart, brains.
Yeah, amazing.
I don't know, it'd be creepy, though. You know, you have a butler that's a zombie and he's in bed sleep at night. You know, the moaning coming out of the front isn't what you normally would think.
Jeeves, go back to your zombie chambers. Jeeves, I said no brains at night.
So now, altogether, what did you feel about the rating on this one?
Okay.
Because I know you weren't so favorable on it.
I wasn't too favorable about this movie. I felt like Apocalypse was the last really good Resident Evil movie, and I felt in some ways that that's where they should have stopped it. I will give credit where credit is due in regards to Mila Jovovich's acting and the action sequences.
She's so hot.
Yeah, and, but this is actually probably one of the roles that she wasn't naked in, actually.
Yeah.
So, we wanted her naked.
So, altogether, I give this 2.5 out of 5.
Wow.
Boo! Push the duck out of here.
2.5 for the duck.
Yes, 2.5 for me, because they could have done so much more with the franchise.
All right, now, Anvil, what did you feel about this?
Well, I thought it was actually pretty good. Yeah, the zombies were awesome. They, you know, did something new for a change.
Now, with the zombies, they felt like they did the versions of the vampire from Blade. Like, the second movie, Blade, where they had the whole, their whole
face. Well, those were the ones for Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
And I liked how the dogs were splitting and everything.
Yeah, the dogs were able to split.
I thought the Grim Reaper kind of guy was kind of awesome.
Yeah, actually, I don't even know what the hell fucking
I forget which one he's... I think he might actually be in 5.
I mean, they really didn't explain him too much, but the hammer / axe was bitching. I want one for my room. Granted, probably wouldn't fit in my room and probably tear down my house.
You probably couldn't buy that off of here and go.
He's called the Executioner.
Oh, okay, the Executioner.
Thank you, Panda.
Thank you, Miss Delicious.
So, with that, she says you're welcome. So, with that, I mean, now, with him, like, knocking down the gates and his little action scene, he did okay?
Yeah, because, I mean, he's supposed to be, you know, like, really hard to kill, and they kept that pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, he got knocked the fuck down, and then you thought he was done, and then he got back up. And you're like, oh, shit.
He got killed by quarters.
Yes. Well, that was the thing. That was the funny thing when she goes and rolls out the actual... set up and the quarters, and he goes, what the fuck are you doing? Just think of it as a hobby, you know. And then you finally find out what she does is she sticks the quarters down the actual shotgun barrel, and when she fires them off, it creates a nice little, you know.
That's so cool.
It's a clusterfuck effect, let's put it that way.
Mythbusters! I think Mythbusters should try that.
Yeah, but they're gonna have to double up on, like, the glass, because if that gun explodes backwards, it will so fuck everybody up.
Yeah, because, I mean... When she actually shot it, you see the quarters just flying in slow-mo with blood all over it that went through.
Yeah, there's a part where she shoots at the zombies while she's trying to run towards where the basketball player was to get into the garage. And when they close the garage, you see all the, like, the quarter marks that went through the actual door.
And
it was pretty funny.
Sticking out of the concrete.
Yeah. So, yeah, so rating altogether?
I give it a 4.
Give it a 4 out of 5.
Bless you.
Thank you. Oh, my brain hurts.
Fuck your brain.
It's a lot higher than...
You need to exercise it some more.
King Baby Ducks.
It's from lack of usage, you know.
Yeah.
With what I have to say about the Resident Evil, I think that the movie was done actually pretty well. I do give it a 4, but I think they've left it off at a wrong part. I think they could have went a little bit further because of how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely left out at the wrong part, and then they're going to go into it probably into a 5th movie. So don't be surprised.
So do you guys think this movie's going to be like Saw and they have like 5 trillion of them?
I think they're going to drop off after the 5th one or the 6th one if possible, because I don't think I could see it going any further. Because
I know Saw comes out on my birthday and it's like Saw 527,974.
No.
How can you measure a year?
No, don't you stop.
Everyone has AIDS.
Yes, everyone has AIDS. Thank you. So, on to the next part. Fuck.
What's that one?
Reasons has
AIDS.
Of love.
AIDS, AIDS, AIDS. Okay.
Well, let's talk about the video games. I got to try out the demo for DJ Hero 2 on Xbox 360. Yeah.
Now, are you going to be able to keep the same board, or
yep.
do you have to? Are
nope,
you going to have to buy
board.
A new one?
I get to keep the same fucking board.
And what do they have you doing different on the board this time?
Well, a lot more of freestyle scratching, for one thing. Because when you play the original DJ Hero, when you do the scratching part, it's already pre-programmed. This one, they actually have parts where you can do the fast scratch and go... Or like the slow one, like the... And then you can also program the fade-in and fade-outs from, like, the different songs. Like, when you have, like, the two different songs, you can go to the left side or to the right side, right side, and just make it sound like your own remix in some places. You can be original.
Just hearing you talk about this makes me want to listen to techno so bad.
I don't know. Well, we'll have you try it out afterwards. But one of the songs they had on the demo was Deadmau5's Ghouls and Stuff versus Lady Gaga's Just Dance.
Just Dance, gonna be okay. Da-da-doo-doo. Just Dance.
That's my dance.
Calm down now.
I love Lady Gaga.
Simmer down now. Simmer down.
And nobody likes Lady Gaga. Not even herself.
What?
You can punch him. Like...
Oh my god!
Yeah, you're gonna break her arm.
Sorry.
It's like snap, broken shoulder.
Yeah.
But in the demo, you got to play as Deadmau5. Which was
awesome. That's actually, that's pretty impressive.
He had the mask and everything. It was freaky deaky and...
Freaky deaky!
I think this demo, to showcase how much more realism they put into this video game. And now it feels like you can literally DJ your own gigs if you learn how to play this game. And then buy, the actual DJing equipment.
So how did you have guys play?
Go.
You're gonna go, man?
Go.
Just
kidding.
So, with the DJ Hero, what songs did they actually give you besides Deadmau5?
They had, there was only two songs. And there was one of the other ones was a remix with Doncha by Pussycat Dolls.
Don't you wish
your
girlfriend
was
hot like me?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak?
Yeah, it came out.
Alright, you're scaring
Alright,
what?
It came out with the Pussycat Dolls featuring Busta Rhymes with Doncha versus Pitbull with I Know You Want Me.
Ooh. I know you want me.
You know I want you. I know you want me.
Doncha.
You know I want you.
Great.
So Lady Gaga is going to be in the game a lot. The Prodigy is going to be in this.
Yes,
game.
The Prodigy. Fuck yeah.
Let's see. Most Def.
Most Def.
Timbaland.
Not so much. Yeah. Timbaland. Timbaland's all right, I guess.
Wait, what song by
Rihanna?
What else we got?
Justice.
Rihanna.
Please. Wait, what song by Rihanna?
What
on the
replay.
And then Usher's OMG. Oh my god.
Now, did they have a lot of
the
guys?
So
with the first DJ Hero, did they have a lot of downloads and stuff like that after the fact? I mean, Rock Band did?
Yeah, you'll be able to do stuff like that.
I want to see some Daft Punk big time.
Oh yeah, Daft Punk's in the first game, and I bet you they'll be in the second
one. Yeah, there's going to be a really good chance that they're going to be able to pop in there and... put some kind of music in.
Around the world.
Yep, they're doing... It's a remix of Human After All.
Ah, nice.
So, yeah.
So much musical talent.
Yes, Panda, we have a lot of musical talent in the room.
Yes. Yeah, especially her.
No!
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to go to a recording studio pretty soon.
Cool. Awesome.
In Boston.
What are you going to do while you're there?
When?
I'm not sure yet. I need to figure out when I'm going to be able to do it, and then I'm going to be recording some songs.
Yay!
Then I'll have a CD out, and then...
And then we'll put it up on Boston, Bass Brigade.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Well, if we can film the music video.
Need some videos.
Hey!
Do that under the table.
I know, right?
What we're going to do is I'll give you some really bad reviews.
Yes, I do.
So, you got to play MotoGP 910.
Actually, this is pretty good considering that it jumped up. the whole MotoGP 09 010 is a very good game. It definitely has its own, characteristics to racing on the MotoGP end of it. The only thing that I have to say that sucks is how they set up the game, where you can't really create your own character. You have to pick from the line of the actual racers. And I have to say that it kind of sucks because a lot of the racers, you don't have a lot of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Or Irish.
The guy, that one guy Irish. In the back looks like he's about to pass out.
Get him and some electrolytes. So
wait,
with
which one?
Yeah, which one?
You.
Who gives a shit?
Hat or no hat?
Is it the sexy one or the ugly one?
Oh, what the fuck? So with the whole, you know, game going on, it definitely, you know, it's pretty good with the racing. I do have a problem with the actual turning on the corners because it feels like you have to, you know, drive as fast as you possibly can and then just drop on the brakes as soon as you hit the corner. Otherwise, you're gonna go straight off into the you know, safeguard areas or something like that. But yeah, I mean, I could give this game a 3.2 maybe out of 5.
So it was a
mess. I mean, it's good, but I mean, I feel like they could have done better. The music, you can't always change the music. You can't change the music at all, actually.
That sucks.
And there's only one real good song that I liked on there, and that's basically it. So, I mean, all in all, it's an okay game. Yeah, so right. Definitely rent it, or you know, go in and find it for cheap.
Yeah. Then we also tried out the 360 version of Plants vs. Zombies.
Put those away.
Do it again.
Plants vs. Zombies and everything like that.
You're going to have to start charging.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
Just take your shirt off. Come on.
Okay.
What the fuck? No! Stop giving her fucking ideas!
Kayla likes it.
Yeah.
Kayla likes it. Great. So,
hey, you might bring 1,000.
All right, seriously.
ADD.
Hey,
come on.
All right. Now, if you were to take...
Four guys standing around a girl undressing, what do you think's going to happen?
And we're videotaping it. There's no ADD. We're staying on topic with clothes coming off.
No gangbang.
Okay.
Down. No.
That's why you think, you know...
Don't even get the spray bottle. All right, so this game is called Plants vs. Zombies. I don't know how this fucking came about.
I actually heard about this game over in Japan.
What?
Basically, it's you. There are zombies attacking, and you use plants that shoot like bullets and lasers, and try to kill them.
So it's like a tower defense game.
Yes,
it's amazing.
It's actually pretty cool.
Is that biological warfare?
Well, yes.
Well, that's the whole thing about it, is it feels like it's a tower game, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
It's set up where you plant, and then the zombies come in from the side, and they, you know, it's only one path that they really go, so. So, with that said, I mean, I think you could probably get really, really bored with this game, because of the fact is you got to collect sons. Not like you're... Like, father and son? I mean, like, sun in the sky.
Good morning.
You have to, yeah, good morning sunshine, you know, kind of thing. And
like, say hello.
I'm going to kill you. Anyways.
Promises.
Yeah, later. I got my knife in my truck. Calm the fuck down. So you get that whole setup where you have to collect the sun in order to build the plants and everything like that in order to stop the zombies. And I think it's a good game, but 1,200 points is a little bit too much
for Xbox. It is a little bit too much. I think they should drop it down to 800
points. Drop it down to 600, probably, because I think it has very moderate no play at all after you've beaten it or something.
Pretty,
like that.
I agree.
After I was able to play up to 6 or 7 levels, and I got kind of bored with it.
Yeah,
so.
I give it like a 3 out of 5. It doesn't have that sort of entertainment level as, say, like, Try Not to Fart.
Look at the bloody camera when you talk.
No, I don't want to look at the bloody camera when I'm talking. No.
Yes, I know. I
was looking at the camera, not you. No one look at blue when they're talking.
What?
Okay.
Someone's clearly a frustrated man talking about kill people and such.
Yes, killing people and such, yes. That's my life in a nutshell.
Now, you wanted to talk about Ruse.
Oh, yeah, Ruse. I did want to talk about this pretty awesome game that I thought about it, but you not so much.
I didn't think it was that good. It really bored me to tears. Like, it wasn't as exciting as, like, Command & Conquer. Like, when I was playing the demo, it was like, okay, I'm going to set this up. I'm going to set up my men. I'm going to set up my armies. I'm going to do this. Okay, now I've got to wait for them. I've got to wait for them. Okay, here come the villains. Still waiting. Okay, they're all dead already. I didn't do one fucking thing.
That's
what the fuck?
How you took it? I mean, plus, those are Nazis and the Italians.
Yeah.
The whole setup that I feel like you probably would have needed to get this game going faster and more interesting for you is a keyboard and mouse. Because this is originally a computer-based game, and they transferred it over to consoles. I think the setup is actually moves a lot smoother than how Command & Conquer actually did their game. So I give it two thumbs way the fuck up just because. Just because of how the setup was. And I felt that it was also really cool when you turn the views back from it. It actually looked like you're on a board map game or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you came back down and you were actually back into the fight. And it felt like you were moving them around like risk, you know, pieces and trying to put them into places that where these players would be, you know, the most consistent of taking on the enemies and everything like that. So yeah, I feel that this game is a 4.5 easily out of 5 for me. Mm. And I say that if you're actually into games that have strategy type, this is probably one of your favorite games to probably go and try out. Try the demo first before you go and buy the game.
Yeah, because you might be like...
It's a different taste. It's a different taste.
Or you might be like me and just really not get into it.
Yeah, but whoever's played the games beforehand and how they take the games. But yeah, I mean, I think they did a great job with this.
Okay.
Especially after watching how they did the trailer when they have the two guys, you know... One on each side of the table, and they're basically playing against each other right there and then. It's almost like how a chess game should be. So, but what's the next part?
Oh, we got sports.
Sports.
Am I allowed to talk, or am I going to keep on getting put down again?
Nobody's it depends.
We'll change you later. We'll change you later.
Nobody is going to put you down.
Thank you. All right, so this week in sports, we're going to start it off like this. Last night, Clay Buchholz faltered and the Red Sox lost 5-0 to the Oakland Athletics. With 3 weeks left in baseball, we are mathematically out of the playoffs because we are 9.5 out of first place and 7.5 out of wild card. We're done.
In other words, go Patriots and Bruins.
Woo! And, yeah, we'll throw Celtics in there.
Yeah, Celtics.
They might get us a championship. So, I mean, truthfully, I think the Red Sox had a good year for what they had. Because if you remember, they sent more than 20 guys to the disabled list this year.
Yeah.
Jacoby Ellsbury, the poor dude, broken his ribs 3 times this season.
Boston seems to have a curse with hurting ourselves now. Whatever sports team it is, everyone's getting injured.
I mean, look at what happened to...
In the last season, Wes Welker out. Bruins, they lost half of their roster through different points of the season. It was...
Pedroia was fucked up.
He broke his foot in surgery. Foot.
And then he was doing pretty good, and then he couldn't stand on it again.
Well, they actually just operated.
Who cares about the Red Sox? Let's talk about the Patriots.
Hey, sit back.
All right, okay. How about the whole thing with, you know, Tom Brady?
Hey, I'm not there yet.
Yes, you are.
I'm talking baseball.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Are you finished? All right, come on.
I'm going to shoot somebody.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to shoot everybody except for, you know, Pink Taco. You know, she can live.
Yeah, all right, enough.
Okay, I have no clue where I'm talking to. Thank you. Because I had arms in front of me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this isn't a musical with arms over America.
Yes, it is.
What?
There was some thing which tried to raise money, but we'll get to that later.
Hands across America.
See, at least he knows.
Talks across your mom.
Basically, what I would love to see from the Red Sox right now is take some of these young guys... And let them play.
Yeah,
you're out of it. You have 3 weeks left. Let the young guys, you know, show you what they can do against major league teams and not wait till spring training.
Yeah, they got nothing else better to do. So
get Michael Bowden up here. Get you know,
that's
really
an opportunity for experience, you know?
Well, my outlook is I saw a lot of good things out of players. Daniel Nava this year. He showed me some good stuff. Ryan Kalish.
I mean, we got money going into these guys and we're not even really using him.
Well, they're minor leaguers. They're making almost nothing.
Still, you know, they don't make much, but we're still paying them, you know, just sit on the bench.
Well, I mean, no, most of them are just minor leaguers.
Yeah.
They're not even sitting on our bench. But we can call them up. Why have a guy who's sitting there, you know, playing with himself when, you know, you can sit there, hey, start your vacation early, go home 3 weeks early.
You got a problem with people just sitting there playing with themselves?
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
Yes.
Except for that, I have no issue with that one. So, I mean, let the young guys play. It's something I really enjoy to watch.
But the young guys aren't really experienced enough. they're there in case someone who has experience has to get hurt.
That's a good point. But
that's a good point, but if you have nothing left to play for...
I know, you're not going to win. So
save your guys for next year.
Why are you playing the main guys if there's no reason to play them? If they hurt themselves, you're fucked over even more next year.
Yeah.
Let's say David Ortiz hits a ball, he's trying to leg it out, trips the fall, snaps his leg in four spots.
Bingo.
Well, done. There you go. You now no longer have a designated hitter. You have to go and find one. When you can give, Daniel Nava DH.
How about that pitcher that we dealt with that other time? Where, well, not on our team, but I mean that pitcher that it sucks to be him because his arm is overused and stuff like that. So it's exactly. So you got to deal with that whole setup.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even guys like Jason Veritek were coming back from injury. Why don't you give them a few at-bats?
Yeah.
I mean, where's this going to happen? He's going to hit a home run? Ooh.
Okay, play your young guys and then let them all get hurt and then have your main guys get hurt afterward. Now what are you going to do?
Relocate down to Atlanta.
Hey, there's enough enough guys down in the lower league, so you can't really run out of them.
But basically, somebody has to play the next 3 weeks, even though it means nothing. Get the young guys the experience.
Yeah, exactly.
So now let's move on to what, these ladies would like to speak about.
Hey, you don't know that for sure yet.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things.
Will you stop fucking singing and just go on with the sports?
Fuck you. I can throw whatever I want into my segment.
Sports.
Sex has to do with sports.
No, it doesn't.
Dude, it's called being on the road and picking up a prostitute.
It's called getting to third base
last night. Henderson says, no, you can't.
This past Thursday, Minnesota Vikings took on the defending champions, New Orleans Saints. The game was kind of boring, but the Saints won 14-9.
That's not too bad, I guess. That's
boring. But this Sunday, our New England Patriots come back to play the Cincinnati Bengals.
Of all teams, the Bengals?
Yeah, the Bengals. I think it's going to be a really good game. I'm really looking forward to it because I miss football.
I miss football, too.
You're right. Well, Pink Tank was going to leave because he's going to pick up a friend and bring her back over here.
I'm going to go pick up Angie.
So, yeah, that, now, what was this whole thing with the car accident?
Bye, buddy.
Okay. Bye. So, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm being attacked.
With a chair?
There
we go.
This is not wrestling. There's no TLC match. Okay, so basically what wound up happening was the other morning Tom Brady was driving towards football practice when a minivan driven by a 21-year-old whose passenger is having a medical emergency blew the red light and slammed into Tom Brady.
Okay, have you looked at the guy's criminal record yet, too? Because that's the fun part.
Yeah.
Actually, there was nothing.
The guy has already been charged with a DUI.
Oh, that kid. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Tom Brady.
Oh, no.
What? There's nothing.
Oh, the kid that hit him already has been charged with DUI, driving without on a suspended license.
They cited him for blowing the red light, but, like they said, it was because of a medical emergency.
Yeah.
Because, from what I've read... Basically, that individual's still in a hospital in the ICU.
Yeah, but isn't that the way that, oh shit, medical emergency! Yeah, hey, Tom Brady! Wha-bam! Fuck!
The person actually had a bad medical history.
Yeah, but that's the only thing. It's just bad fucking timing, more or less.
But
yeah.
Tom Brady was unhurt, and he will be playing.
He was practicing all right after the accident.
Actually, I think, at that point that he got hit, he wasn't paying attention because he might have gotten a phone call talking about that new 4-year deal he just got.
Yeah, exactly.
$72 million over 4 years, 48 guaranteed.
Do you think he signed that in fear of his life, though, after almost dying earlier?
No,
I thought I fucking jinxed him, actually. I was like, great, he's going to sign a contract and stuff like that, and then he's going to get fucking injured or something
but
like that.
But he gets in the accident before
Before he signs the fucking thing, and I went, oh,
woohoo!
Me and a couple buddies, we had started, that I know, we did start a card that people could sign. Unfortunately, my buddy was forced to take it off. It was a get well soon card to Tom Brady's hair.
I told you about that.
It does need a fucking haircut.
It looks like he's a 1970s game show host.
What's his name from the Jets? From the old
Joe Namath?
Joe Namath, yeah. He kind of is like rocking the Joe Namath.
Well, almost like a Joe Montana, too.
Yeah, fuck the Jets.
Hey, Jets, I guess I don't want to show you. It's called the 12-gauge. Chris Ryan can suck on that Giants silver dildo on the table.
It's a Yeti, you dumbass.
Hey.
We can call it whatever the hell we want.
Max Crawford had a rabbit one, too. You call it a Yeti, it's all right. This could be a really good game. Let's see how our secondary holds up. But other than that, I mean, there's a few other good games coming up. I'm really looking forward to Monday Night Football.
Yeah, who's playing?
Well, there's two games this week, but there's one I want to watch. The Baltimore Ravens take on the Jets.
Oh,
go Baltimore!
And the Rex Ryan used to be the defensive coordinator for the Ravens, and now he's talking nothing but shit about his former team. And Ray Lewis opened his mouth and badmouthed him. I'm like, yes, go Ray Lewis! Badmouth that little fat heifer donkey cocksucker whore.
Yeah, go commit murder and then get off of it.
Hey, 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 hey. There was not enough evidence. And there were too many people in that group to know who stabbed and killed that kid.
Yeah, there's never enough
evidence. Hey, plus Dante Stallworth is back in, you know, football again, drunk, speeding, and killing that 55-year-old man. So come on.
Ah, he lived a long enough life. 55 is
yeah,
good
but,
enough.
You know, he had, you know, young kids.
Oh, well.
Poor children. But other than that, there's nothing really going on. There's some, you know, good college games. Other than, I got breaking news. Reggie Bush got stripped of his Heisman Trophy.
Stripped him naked on stage and then just
fuck you,
that.
Shut up.
They still made him do the pose while they stripped him, though.
What wound up happening was the NCAA found about a year ago now that, you know, Reggie Bush was not eligible for the 05 season. He won the Heisman Trophy in 05. So they took it back.
Really?
And they're going to leave it vacant. First time in the history of the trophy it was taken back.
Who was the second runner-up? Couldn't they have just given it to them?
That was Vince Young, but they said they're going to leave it vacant.
It would be like Mr. Burns. We're just going to give it to this plutonium rod. Yay!
So, Reggie Bush, you fucked up. Your school has fucked up. They can't go to a bowl game for 2 years.
Ah.
Well, not only from this incident. They had a bunch of other incidents.
Oh, okay. Just I would say, man, just one person could root for one fucking school.
You know what's sad? Pete Carroll, who was the head coach for all those years, when he heard rumors about sanctions coming down, he left the school to come back to the NFL and left a poor brand new coach with all these sanctions.
Oh.
No bowls, no nothing.
That's fucked
but
up.
I hope Pete Carroll does horribly, because, well, for those who don't know, he's already made two other stops in the NFL and failed. You know, he's with the Seattle Seahawks this year, but he's been with the New York Jets and failed, and the New England Patriots, which people don't remember because he was right before Bill Parcells.
Ah, no shit.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that one. Truthfully, fail.
But
fail or
but
fail?
Now,
fail!
But
fail.
Back to the Patriots. What, now, you feel like they have a good season coming up or what?
I think we can go 12-4 on the season.
All right, that sounds about fair.
That's the
playoffs,
prediction.
Definitely, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I the only one that's getting the kind of Manny vibe from Moss, though?
No.
I'm starting to get that.
Do you know what it is? He wants to stay here, and he's upset because they won't talk a contract. It's not that he wants to leave. And he's like, I'm going to go out there and play with everything I have. He's like, but I want a new contract. I want to stay here in New England. Because this is his final year. He's gone after this year. Mm. It's not like he's pulling a Manny saying, I want money.
Unless he pulls, like, a lot of those crazy-ass ones he did when we got to the Super Bowls and everything like that, where he could do the one-handing catches and all those ridiculous things on the promos.
Where he catches a football and saves a baby at the same time while performing CPR.
Shut up!
Yeah, that too.
My personal favorite catch he had was against the Miami Dolphins. He was covered by three and caught between his forearm and bicep in the end zone.
Yeah, but he's got to bring that up because last season, he was a little off.
I mean, he had a good year.
Well, was that when Brady was hurt, or was it the
year? No, that's when Brady was just coming back.
Yeah, when Brady was just coming back.
And then the year before, he was hurt, and he played very well helping out Matt Castle to get where they were.
Yeah.
But he's not even talking money. He just wants more years.
Yeah, he's just one of those people that is comfortable with New England.
He's like, I don't care how much you pay, I just want to
stay. It's one of those, he wants a ring.
Yeah.
It's, you know, he's getting older, he wants
Well, he's already got his ring.
Well, yeah,
Lost, he got his ring? What the fuck? I thought he was...
He played for Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
And then he went to Oakland.
Yeah, we picked him up after the fact.
Yeah,
okay, my bad.
Remember his first year, we went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Giants.
Right. That's right. I'm sorry. My bad.
I know. We still all like to think that we won that year. I know.
Yeah.
Eli who?
Eli, fuck him.
Just like Junior Seau, you know, at the end of his career, he came here looking for a ring and almost had it. I mean, I thought he did. But, you know, it's what happens. You know, we got Little West, we have Julian Edelman, who's West Jr.
Basically.
We have, you know, Darius Butler, who really put himself out there this preseason.
But, yeah, the West Welker to come back is amazing, too.
So,
especially after that injury.
I say we win tomorrow's game by 10.
I say 20. I want to go to that part.
I say by 2 field goals.
That's 6.
6?
Yeah, that's what I meant. I say by 2 field goals.
But you could have just said 6 because I could get a touchdown and miss the extra point and you'd be wrong. Technically.
And there could be a touchback.
Bad gambling, man.
Yeah.
Bad gambling, yes.
Well, at least we're not doing like percentages and rates and all that other stuff. Feel like, you know, that going into that deep is otherwise ridiculous.
I say
no, fuck you.
Just, a percentage just of Blue being a girl to the King playing with himself with a 5 gallon.
God damn it! Stop that.
Sounds like a 1-to-1 ratio there.
Yeah, that's
about actually. Yeah. I think it's about 1,000,000,000% on this side.
Oh, what the fuck?
With love, of course.
Alright, so now what's the next...
D-Rock had something.
Oh, wait. Anvil said and wanted to finish something besides the jerking off.
Actually, I was going to talk about UFC for a minute.
Oh, really, right.
Because UFC 25 is coming up.
125.
I mean... So,
no,
119.
Well, I'll use the bathroom.
On September 25th. I'm sorry, mixed up numbers again. So, basically, there's a good event coming up. Like, it was supposed to be a lot different. Both Nogueiras were supposed to fight the same night.
Yeah.
And the duck was like, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch those two. And then all of a sudden it came out,
I didn't say that.
Hey.
I did not say that. I was looking forward to the Nogueiras.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
You cried.
No, I didn't.
You sat there calling a bottle of alcohol saying, I want my mommy.
No,
but
I didn't.
But it's okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay, all right.
Your grandma so sucks that smell.
Ugh.
My grandmother will shank you.
Yeah, she will. So
she went to prison for shanking. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Nair.
So, who is it?
They added Mirko Krokop.
Versus?
A guy.
A guy.
Yes.
Buddy guy.
I refuse to say his name because I don't like him.
Does it start with Brock?
No. Brock is in October.
Oh, okay.
That's the day after my birthday.
Oh, right. That's the October one.
Yes. But Mirko Krokop is fighting, which, you know, he's known for his legendary kicking.
Dude, fuck yeah. He's got those high
kicks. Like they
kicks.
Say, right leg hospital, left leg cemetery. I've watched him kick people beside the head and knock them out.
Fred Mir.
Yes, I hate Frank Mir. Come on. I didn't want to say his name.
Frank Mir is a douchebag.
He is.
Oh, no. Frank Mir's
fighting Mirko Filipikov, which is Krokop.
Oh, okay.
And then Antonio Ruggiero Nogueira versus Ryan Bader, which isn't a bad one. But then, a fight that I'm looking forward to is a welterweight fight between Matt Serra and Chris Lytle.
So there are no championship fights this time around?
No. It's the next one.
Okay. Yeah, the next one is... what is it? He's actually, you know, defending. Brock is
defending. Yeah. Now, one fight that I... You know, like, one fighter that I've seen before, people always look past him. Which is Sean Schreck. Sean Schreck is a good fighter, and he gets overlooked. And I think this will be his time to prove himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you guys feel?
I think it should be interesting.
I think Krokop's going to win, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that knockout kick.
I think he's got the most, you know, power on his end because of how crazy he is.
Mm-hmm.
Next to that, I'm not sure about the other fights so much right
now. Me neither.
Because I have to see about, like, heights, weights, everything like that, reaches, but...
Well,
you know.
I'm saying the first four should be good fights with, you know, the Krokop Mir.
You mean the main card ones, basically?
Yeah, basically.
But what about the
prelims?
The prelims, more or less, and where you
well,
get to watch them.
We're surprised by the prelims, so who knows? It could be pretty good.
I think we've seen better out of, you know, some of the prelims lately, but we actually have CB Dolloway versus Joe Dorkson. And Matt Mijon versus Joey Beltran.
Should be good.
It,
It could be good.
I'm saying the middleweight fight.
Dork Power. Yeah,
the first one might be the best.
All right. Now, for Strikeforce.
When is that?
October 9th, actually.
Okay.
So that's you know, within
our... women's welterweight.
Yeah, so we've got... All right, so we got the men's welterweight championship, which is Nick Diaz, which is the other Diaz's brother that we watched the last time.
Is he fighting KJ Nunes?
Yes, he's going up against KJ Nunes, which is going to be pretty interesting.
KJ Nunes,
No, Nunes is nasty.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive. We've got Sarah Kaufman versus Marlos Cohen.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only other thing is that Strikeforce is the only one that has really women fighting. And
I like that tattoo.
So that's actually a pretty sharp tattoo.
I think I might.
Then we've got Matt Lindland versus
Luke Rockhold, which I'm not sure who those guys are, but whatever.
It doesn't look like an exciting card.
It doesn't look like a great card, but
it's free.
But yeah, it's free. We could sit there and just chill out and watch it, and not have to drop $50
But the Diaz Nunes fight should be a good one, and I think I might actually be leaning towards Zion Nunes on that one.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I would Nunes say
to take the title.
I fucking hate Diaz anyway. So
I hate both the Diaz.
Yeah, they. Wasn't Diaz, one of the Diaz's on the actual, like, fighter thing or something like that? And I didn't like how he acted around the other guys. I mean, if you're a fighter, you got to be, like, more respectful towards the other guys that you're going to be either going against or actually living in the same fucking quarters.
Yeah.
Otherwise, well, that's why you go to the WWE.
Yes, WWE for them. So what?
That's why Durkee, the fighter for UFC, just got thrown out. I know you remember him, Doc.
Yeah.
He was that...
Remember?
Chiseled dude that got knocked out by the fat kid?
By Hamburger?
He got thrown out of the UFC.
Oh, really?
Because of his attitude.
Yes.
Oh, a little bitch.
He walked around... No, he walked around acting like he was
kind of a beast
or run his mouth out. Even the, you know, legends.
Oh, my God.
No, about this guy. I think it's just because of the fact that you had James Toney up fucking... what's his name's ass the whole fucking time trying to get a fight, and then he got his ass fucking beat.
Yes.
So that's all you need is that's what they find is the guys that are running their fucking mouths are the ones that are getting their ass kicked. But, I mean, look at Mike Tyson. He had that one time. He's like, I'm going to fucking, you know, kill your kids or whatever. And then he lost that fight.
Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck?
Well, Dana White just does not like guys that go around running their mouth anyway. And he got him out of there. And I hope this kid never gets a chance to fight again. If so, maybe fight against me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, last time I saw him fight a fat guy, we all know what happened with that one.
No, no, and that was the other thing, was he had 5 fights in a row. He knocked each one of them out. He was on, like, a 5-0 record. He knocked every one of them out. And we thought, like, yep, this Hamburger kid's going to fucking lose because he had, like, the rolls and everything. And all of a sudden, he just, like, he was the one that just took so many fucking hits to the face. And we thought he was going down, but he never went down, and he just went one fucking punch and knocked him out. It was just... It was crazy.
All right, so we can move on now.
All right, well, we've got only a few minutes left, but D-Rock had a fun idea.
All right, I noticed, well, there wasn't a music section. So, let's take a trip down to Three Album Island here.
Yes.
Say you're on an island.
My boat's broken.
Your boat's broken? Well, fucking swim, I don't care.
Can I get a ride?
Hang glide over, bitch.
Better yet, kiteboard over.
Yeah.
No, but,
So,
on this island, you're allowed to have 3 albums. And,
three.
I mean, you can, like, put the albums into a coconut and somehow it plays the music through so you don't need power.
We're getting
around that loophole.
Yeah.
Well, we worked that out earlier, so...
All right, but does anyone have any ideas of what 3 albums they would bring to this mystical island?
I think I have a good idea.
All right, King Baby Duck.
All right, for first album, I've got to go with Pink Floyd, The Wall. Instant classic.
Yeah.
Beautiful album to listen to. You just can't get tired of it, no matter how many times you listen to it. Probably Roger Waters' best material ever.
Once we get to me, I'll get back to you on that, but keep going.
Okay. Second album, I would have to go with Fucked Up's The Chemistry of Common Life. I'm not sure if you've ever heard this album before.
I have not.
It was released in 2008. It's punk rock. But it's, like, epic. Like, 6-minute punk rock anthems. And it's just, like,
looks like me.
Yeah,
that's like an oxymoron, a 6-minute punk song.
What? Yeah. It's
oi, 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 okay, we're done tonight.
It's an amazing album. It's probably one of the best albums of this past decade. And every time I listen to it, especially that first song, Son the Father, I just get so pumped up as to... helps me get through the day, gets me riled up to go out jogging or exercise. Basically, that whole album's a great CD to do a whole marathon to. And as for third album, I gotta go with Queens of the Stone Age, Songs for the Deaf. Last album that Nick Oliveri was part of, and Dave Grohl was the drummer on there. Songs like You Think I Ain't Worth a Dollar, But I Feel Like a Millionaire, and No One Knows, Six Shooter, Go With the Flow, Gonna Leave You, just flat out amazing tracks from Queens of the Stone Age on that album. Those three albums, in my opinion, can get me through my last days of life on that three-album island.
Alright, well, let's see if we go in order, maybe?
I don't know the name of albums.
Humor us.
Alright, whatever album Metallica did that has Enter Sandman?
That's Black the Black Album. Album.
Black Album. There we go, classic.
So I want that. Okay. I will take The Wall. By
The Wall, good one.
And what are your reasons?
For which one?
For both, so far.
You don't need a reason for saying Metallica Black Album. That's reason.
Okay. Yeah, it speaks for itself. The Wall, it just touched me somehow. It's like, you know, you listen to some of those songs.
Is there anybody in there?
Thank you. I was in there one day, and, you know, I have blonde friends and blonde relatives. It's like, really? Is anybody even in there?
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Just nod if you can hear me.
Yes.
Is anyone home?
Is anyone home? Come on now. I know you're feeling down. I can ease your pain. Get you on your feet again.
Stop putting makeup all over your face. That's lipstick. It doesn't go on your forehead. And nod. Oh. Sorry, Blue. I had to relive that moment.
Fuck you very much.
And, see, I gotta think of a good one.
Come on. You can do it. Godsmack. Come on. Gorillaz. Anything. Anything. Anything.
Disturbed. Marilyn Manson. Korn.
Now, if I say one and I want to take it back, can I do it?
Maybe.
Jonas Brothers.
No, but am I allowed to?
Maybe.
The other one?
Alright, yeah.
Creed?
There we go.
You fucking
loser! Which album? They got three albums.
None! I hate Creed, but I was doing to piss them off! Alright, that's why I wanted to make sure I could take it back. Ugh!
Douchebag.
Actually, Killswitch Engaged, what's that one you got?
Oh, the 2009 one? It's just basically their self-titled.
I love that
2009
album.
Yeah.
Great version of Holy Diver.
That's one of my favorites on there. Holy Diver! Okay.
By the way, I'm really mad that you just tricked me into having me say that I liked Creed.
We All forgive right. you, my child. We forgive you. The priest did enough to you at the Creed concert.
Jesus. All right, well, Pink Taco left. She did give me her list, though.
Okay. Let's get on the taco list.
All right.
Well, I like the Taco Bell
musical. Let's see. She had
Chimichanga.
What are you doing? Holding on.
We can hold up a taco right in the middle here, signifying her.
No, keep going. Keep going.
All right. Well, Pink Taco. She had Across the Universe soundtrack. I guess she liked to listen to that, but she's not here to argue.
Great. I like the rendition of Bono's "I Am the Walrus" on there.
I normally don't like Bono, but that one song, I love that.
That's good Irish music.
Yeah, but Bono's a douchebag.
I don't give a fuck.
Let's see. Then she said, I think she wanted to go with a lesbo moment and say Tegan and Sarah or something like that, but might have ended up on Dresden Dolls for that. So that. And then ending off with Vampire Weekend, self-titled.
Great album.
Okay.
Which I'm kind of pissed. She stole one of my three, so I had to find another one.
All right, let's go. Let's get yours.
All right. Well, she said The Wall.
Exactly. You guys both said Pink Floyd, The Wall. I'm going to say Pink Floyd, Animals. That is an amazing album. I could
Is that
the one
Sheep?
That's the one starts with Pigs on the Wing Part 1, goes to Dogs, Pigs, three different ones, Sheep, and then Pigs on the Wing Part 2.
I love Sheep is a great epic track.
Oh, all three of them are epic in their own ways, and the way they end it on the acoustic track at the end, oh.
Which one has Money?
Money, that's
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Okay, yeah. I just want the song Money added onto my Pink Floyd. Because, you know, I like Money.
It is an iPod, you can't take an iPod.
Alright, then I would go, for a more recent band, Phoenix, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix.
I heard a lot about Phoenix. I remember hearing about them back like in early 2000.
If you haven't heard, their new album is amazing. It's like you get some R&B mixed in with some dance, with some alternative rock, and the singer with a French accent hits, I don't know how he even thinks to hit the random notes that he does.
If you like French music, we've got to play Second Sex for you sometime.
All right. And,
okay, what else we got?
And my last one. It's a bit of a call out. Does anyone know Harvey Danger?
Yes.
Harvey Danger, Where Have All the Merrymakers Gone? 1998. I was looking through my old CDs one day at high school, and I came to Now One.
Oh!
Now That's What I Call Music, Volume yes. 1. And they had the track Flagpole sit on there.
Oh,
and
no.
And just hearing that one song, that turned them into my favorite band starting freshman year of high school.
I completely forgot about that one.
And no one ever knew who Harvey Danger was. I made my own Harvey Danger shirt. I was That was my band, so I can't. And they just had a friggin' a farewell tour this past year, and I couldn't go. I was working. I know. So, sorry, Harvey Danger. Have fun in Seattle.
I kind of wish I had known, but that's old school, man.
That, yeah, and they've had two more albums since then. One of them, King James Version. The record label went out of business, so it stopped production. But I got that CD lying around somewhere. And Little by Little, which they...
I have that one, I believe. They released that one for free online.
Yeah, exactly. That's... Good promo, following in Radiohead steps. No, that was before Radiohead.
Before Radiohead.
Everyone forgets that, including me. So yeah, that was it. What was it? Animals by Pink Floyd, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, and Harvey Danger. Where Have All the Merrymakers Gone?
Okay. What about you, Blueberry?
I'm going to take, for my first album, Them Crooked Vultures. I think it's one of the fucking best albums that I've heard of in a while, and it just seems that it fucking... It's awesome. It's good. It's just a good album. I mean, especially with the bass, with John Paul Jones. I mean, that just made it even more amazing when I saw them. So I could sit there on the aisle and just, you know, think of being in the concert again and be able to escape that way when you're stuck on a fucking island.
Nice. Hell yeah, with magical coconuts.
Yes. Wait. Can we have strippers on our island?
No.
Well,
if you play good enough music, the strippers will come. Don't you know that?
Well, I think Pink Floyd, they'll show up.
Now, I could see them dancing to Metallica, Black Album a little bit more. But
yeah. They show up for that and stay for the other.
So my second album would be Disturbed's new album, Asylum, which it has 17 songs on it. So that's a good amount of time to kill with that music. And then along with that, all the songs on there are just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it gives me a taste of their live as songs from older albums, too. So it's a sweet deal altogether. See, now this is the hard part, is I'm trying to figure out what would be a good third album to go out on.
What about Rammstein?
I was looking at Modest Mouse, I was looking at Mudvayne, I was looking at Muse, Mushroomhead, Skindred, Slipknot. I've looked at all of them.
Boston.
Yeah, the Boston's. You know what, actually, that's it.
There we go.
Yeah. The newest album from the Boston's, Pinpoints and Gin Joints. That one is definitely the one that is the album.
Skankin' Good Times.
Would be great to go to.
And, graffiti worth reading.
Oh, that is just a great song.
Why did it become number one on the Billboard charts? I have no idea.
So. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am Superman.
No, you're not.
Black glasses, secret identity.
He's Elwood Blues.
Hey, I'm Jim Belushi in the Blues Brothers.
That's John.
Who are they making fun of again? Dance Flick.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, I think it's a good way to end our show with.
Yeah, we're all good. All
right, so let's take a fork in it. Remember, check out our website at BostonBashBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos from members of the B3 crew. And if you want to request anything, if you want to comment anything, just write to us at TheBastards@BostonBashBrigade.com.
We're also on Facebook with our group. So you just type in Boston Bash Brigade and it will pop up magically on the bar. Along with that, we're on MySpace.com/BostonBashBrigade. We've been working on putting out more stuff. We've been doing the videos on the webcast here. We've been editing. We've been putting those up. So you can always go and watch us that way or listen to our podcast. Either way.
And when I finally find my camera, I can put up pictures.
Yeah. That too.
And don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI. And also check out Geek Agro. I mean, good stuff. Good shit from the land of Esh.
Yep.
And pretty soon we're going to start our fundraising efforts for the No Show Cancer Walk, which the entire group will be participating in.
You got that again.
Something close to our hearts. You know, good time.
Yep.
So maybe we can try to put together a nice little fundraiser with the Stampede.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what we can do.
We should get our other buddies there.
Oh, which one? Totally Inappropriate?
Yeah, Totally Inappropriate. That would be an awesome concert to have together.
Open it. They open up, and then Stampede closes it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'll sign autographs during the night. You know,
yeah, and you'd be a whore and all that other bullshit.
No. Charge, you know, a couple bucks towards
yep.
it, you know?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And our friend right here will be signing autographs.
I do what I can.
Take off the hat real quick. It's really Screech. <In my belt. laughs>
You good? He'll be signing the porno. No,
it's like One Night in Screechland.
That is one country I do not want to go to.
Yeah.
So let's end it. Until next time, this is your King Baby Duck.
This is Luanic. Yeah,
big
taco.
Perfect taco.
And this is Anvil.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
See you later, fucking
We are the bastards. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
I really